Your hits, your stories, your island. Vectis Radio FM 104.6, online and now on DAB.
It's just started raining on a Saturday afternoon at the Isle of Wight Festival. We're in the wonderful artist area and we're wonderful to be sat with Freddie Halkan. Hello.
Hiya, how are we doing?
Yeah, well, good, how are you?
Yeah, really exciting, guys, nice to meet you both.
Have you come to the festival as a punter or, you know, just someone who's not performing before? Have you ever seen it before here?
I've never ever been to the festival before. I've seen loads about it, but yeah, never actually been, never played it, so really, really excited to be here doing it.
I'm guessing you never did the childhood holiday on the Isle of Wight either.
No. we never did. I feel like we did, what did we do, Butlins maybe?
Yeah.
that's what has extended.
Up in Skeggy.
Yeah.
I used to be
Cleef
Orch
was always a favourite.
Yeah, lovely. Fish and chips in Cleef Orch.
You guys are from the Isle of Wight.
Yeah, we're just, if you turn your head behind this tent, our radio station's just there.
Oh, nice.
We're just around the corner.
Nice.
So today, you're doing a set in the Big Top.
Yes.
That's huge.
Yeah,
are you looking forward to it?
I cannot wait. Really, really looking forward to it. It's I've been and seen it, and it's a little bit overwhelming, to be perfectly honest. But no, we're all really, really excited. I think it's going to be a great day. I mean, it has been so far. Really looking forward to it.
Great. And Shoulders of the World, it does feel like a proper, to me, statement EP. How does it feel to be, I suppose, quite literally on the Isle of Wight? That is probably the shoulders of the world in terms of a music festival. So what does that feel like, coming to the Big Top?
It feels great, and it's this will be like the second time I've ever played any of those songs at a festival.
Oh, right.
The only other time was when I was doing them on my tour. But yeah, Shoulders is just like my Jake drummer was saying, we weren't sure whether to put that in the set list or not, and he was like, mate, it's literally a song about people getting up on shoulders.
Yeah.
You've got to get it in there. So yeah, really, really excited to play all those songs, and we'll be playing them as well on I've got a little tour coming up in November.
Great.
Did I jump the gun?
No, absolutely. You can promote whatever you want.
Yeah, I sold out my hometown show at Doncaster Dome. And then we've got a little run-up of three gigs in November. So we're doing Manchester Ritz, Glasgow, King Tut's, and London Electric Ballroom.
I mean, those are legendary rooms.
Yeah,
Ballroom, dude, especially, is an amazing room.
Really, really, really looking forward to it. Looking forward to it.
Have
but that's in the future. Today we're focused here.
I mean, I say that. I was about to say, it's a lovely summer ahead. We're going to have loads of great shows in the summer. It's going to be wonderful and warm. It's cloudy and wet. What sort of energy do you need to hype up the crowd with for a wet set?
I mean, we're in the tent, so...
Yeah, that helps, actually. I don't know why I
asked it. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't think I do anything different sort of like show to show. It's just kind of like, I like to do a lot of audience engagement, and I also read a crowd. I tend to read a crowd a lot. See what, if they're into it or not. And it's hard because I feel like they feed off your energy, and I definitely feed off of theirs as well. But I've got a feeling it's going to be there today. Like, it's just, it's in the air. Something feels... It feels electric.
Perfect.
And just finally as well, talking about the audience, when you are writing songs, when you're creating your music, there's a lot of storytelling inside of it. So how do you condense it down so that it works artistically, musically, so that the audience do connect with it in the way you're describing?
I think it's, like you say, a lot of my songs are based on sort of stories and personal experience and people, places. That is... not so much an artistic choice as it is sort of, I mean, I'm 21, like, I feel like I've only been doing this properly for sort of like 2 years, really. It still feels quite fresh to me. And I do believe that songwriting is a skill that you develop and get better at. And I think it's just about that universality. It's just kind of like, I'm no different from everybody else in the audience. It's like just... whatever lyric it is, whether it's nonsense or whether it means something, is like, if it connects, then I've achieved what I set out to do.
Yes, and of course, like all good artists, you make it look easy.
Thank you very much. That track Serenity is lovely.
Thank you very much.
We played, I do the new music show, and we played that before a couple of times.
It's funny you say that, because we worked, when we're talking about sort of what songs are about and artistic license and all that, we worked, me and my manager, Johnny Yerrell, we worked on writing that song together for weeks and weeks and weeks, and we did a complete rewrite of all the lyrics the night before.
Right.
And I definitely prefer this version. But it's just funny how, like, some of those songs, like Shoulders of the World, I had that written for about a year, and then some of the others just sort of fell out the sky. It's a weird thing. Songwriting is a weird thing, but it's such a great thing and a rewarding thing on days like this.
Wonderful. Perfect soundbite. thank you for joining us. Actually, I didn't mention, in the Gibson tent,
yeah,
thank
yeah,
you very
yeah,
much. You've got to go to
guitars.
Big Top.
I do. I've got a show to do.